Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Welcome to Behind the Curtain, a What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Alon Fong, your host for today's show. Danny's not with us, but we are here to pull back the curtain on the adult nightclub industry, the strip club industry. So this is for you people who aren't in the industry. We're going to explain some things and hopefully teach you some things about our wonderful industry. With me today, I have a phenomenal guest. This is Kelly Johnson, a.k.a. Heaven. Now, she started off as an entertainer, dancer, way back in the day, and she moved through being a house mom. She's been a DJ, a manager, and even a general manager in the industry. She currently is the manager at the Pony Club in Starkville, Mississippi. So please welcome Kelly Johnson. Kelly, welcome.
Hi, hello.
Great to have you on the show. Great to see your face.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it a lot.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I had to reach out to you. Now, I've known you for a couple of years through the industry and met you at Expo and stuff. And I've kind of watched your career online a little bit. And when you became a general manager, I'm like, wow, that's really cool. You know, there's not a ton of female general managers. There are more now, and there's more are stepping up and moving up in the industry. So I had to reach out to you. I thought, okay, here's an empowered woman who has learned a lot and started from the bottom and worked her way up. And so let's start there. So you started off as an entertainer, right?
Yeah, for sure. I did a long time ago, like you said.
Yeah, how many years did you actually dance, if I can ask?
I danced for 19 years. I had to retire.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I had to retire due to an injury. And yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then you moved into being a house mom.
Yeah, I was approached by Stephanie Wilbanks, and she asked me what I thought about it. And I've had some really amazing house moms. And so I was like, yeah, I can do that.
All right. So for our listeners who have no idea about the strip club industry, they're like, what is a house mom? What the heck? A mom? What is that? So can you explain to our listeners what a house mom is and what they do?
For sure. The house mom, a good house mom, is the glue to any club you have. She is going to do things that are behind the scenes that you would not dream about. She's going to keep the show rolling. She's going to take care of the girls. She does things that are small, from making sure the girls have baby wipes all the way to making sure girls are on stage, taking care of the girls if they need it. Maybe they, you know, might not have had or might have had too much to drink that night, pulling them off the floor, getting them sober. She also is a shoulder to cry on. She's somebody you can call anytime if she's a good one. She does so much. There's house moms are definitely needed in this industry, I think.
And they do such things like they often provide costuming, makeup, food and snacks in the dressing room for the girls.
Yeah.
What else?
Like, I was a licensed cosmetologist, so I did hair, nails, makeup. My husband's a chef, and he helps me, you know, with the food and stuff for the girls. And she, you know, can do costumes, sell shoes. She teaches classes. I taught classes for the girls, Dancer 101, for new girls. You know, you don't want to just throw somebody into the fire. You want to actually show them, you know, how this world is and how it works and how to be careful and navigate through it. So, yeah, she does all of that.
Yeah. So for the record, for our listeners, it's not as simple as just putting on a thong, getting naked, and you make $1,000 a night. There's so much more that goes into being a dancer. So first of all, let me say shout out to all the entertainers I've worked with and all the ones I don't work with, because it is a physically demanding job. It is emotionally demanding job.
Yes.
You have to learn the hustle. There's a bunch of do's and don'ts. You want to keep yourself safe, both emotionally, physically, financially, all the above. And so mad respect to all my house girls, and a house girl are the girls who work every night in your local club. They're different from the feature girls, but the house girls are the ones you see every day at your local club. So much love to them, because without them, we do not have an industry. Just got
100%. And you're, okay. It's weird because, like, you're an athlete and you don't even realize it. Your body just, if you're not careful, yeah. Your body goes through so much. You really, I teach self-care. You really have to take care of your body.
Yeah. And especially nowadays with as complex as the aerial dancing and pole dancing they do, they are high level athletes, a lot of them. And they got to, you know, I tell the girls all the time, you got to treat your body like an athlete. That comes from like hydrating to icing to stretching, to like all that stuff. Yeah. It's crazy the conversations you have.
I make mine stretch every day. When they come in early, I'm like, get up there and stretch. And they probably look at me, all right,
Mom. That's awesome. And shout out to my house moms, Leisha, who passed away. Love and miss you. She was like a mom. And house moms are moms to not just the girls, not just the entertainers, but oftentimes the staff, your DJs. Oh, yeah. DJs and house moms have to work closely together to get the rotations and to get the girls where they need to go. So usually the DJs and house moms have a really close relationship as well. Mm-hmm. And to Cheryl, my other house mom, I wanted to give them a shout out. Love you guys. I love and miss you guys. All right. So you went from house mom, and then I assume you kept moving up. So you started managing. How long have you been a manager in the industry now?
Not very long. Only about 2 years, I would say.
Okay. Wow.
Learning every day. Yeah. I got thrown into being a general manager. Learned a lot doing that. The ins and outs, more so than I ever thought there were. Still learning. And I, you know, it's very interesting to see what all you think you know about the industry, and then you see more behind the scenes and you're just like, wow. So
right, yeah, the general manager of the club, for like any general manager of a larger business, they have to handle a lot of the bigger questions. Like your floor managers hand the putting out the fires every night and shift to shift. The general manager has to look out for the bigger picture and the long-term problems and goals of the club. So that's what, it's amazing that you became a general manager 2 years in. There's so much to learn. I mean, I've never been a manager. I've had some great ones I've learned under and worked with. So I have an appreciation for what they do. I've been told, if you want to be a manager, be a manager. Otherwise, stay in the DJ booth, because we all think we know everything. And you forget that there's a lot of shit you don't know. And maybe you shouldn't stick your nose in that business. So I learned that lesson as a DJ.
I thrive in chaos, though. Like when stuff is slow and going well, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so bored. But like when things start happening, that's when I make the good decisions. I'm like, pow, pow, pow.
Right. That's why you got the opportunity so quick, I have a feeling.
Right. I had a really great mentor as well. I got to shout out Gaither. He is, he's my fairy godfather. He's awesome.
So let's talk about, so now as a female in the industry, and usually on the management side, on the business side of things, it's definitely a male-dominated industry. How has that been for you as a strong woman coming up in the business? And what are some of the hurdles or stigmas, especially as a former dancer stepping into management, that you had to overcome?
It's weird because, excuse me, as a dancer, I came up in the era of the men ran things. There was no questions. You just got out and did. And, you know, and that was accepted. And now, you know, I want to say like we're the pioneers of the new era, because we're coming up when women are starting to be more accepted in this industry. It's very hard, especially when I was a general manager. You know, I had a lot of my guys, I literally had to prove myself to them, which, you know, I get it, you know. And I think after I did that, they started to see, you know, she's more than just tits. You know, she's got a brain. So, you know, I hate to say it like that. But,
no,
you
it's
know,
true, though.
Yeah. And so, you know, I get that. And it is hard. I'm grateful to have opportunities of people who care to give me that chance to show them, instead of just looking at me like, you know, whatever, kid, you know.
And to mentor you and let you learn and make mistakes, right?
For sure. Yeah. So,
I definitely feel like in the last 10 to 15 years, it's become much more collaborative as well with the dancers and with the club side of things, with the DJs and the managers, as far as, you know, the entertainers having a little bit more of a voice, which I think is a good thing. Good, bad thing in some cases, but a good thing.
Yeah. I was going to say bad in some cases, but definitely very good. Like I say, in my day, we didn't pick our music. We picked our outfits. That's what we picked. Sometimes, depending on the club you worked in.
Right.
I came from a gown club. You picked what they sold. And, you know, so, and now it's, I have an open door policy. If my girls have ideas, if they have promoting ideas, if they have music ideas, you know, I want to put little shows on. If they have those ideas, I'm behind them 100%.
That's awesome. I think that's very awesome. In fact, now what are the pluses or advantages of being a female manager when dealing with your entertainer staff?
I feel like they.
Let me rephrase that. With dealing with your independent contractor entertainer, yes, in yes, most clubs, yes. Sometimes
they're. I came from a club where the some of the girls were staff. So okay. That's a whole nother subject, but that's very.
That's another show.
Yeah. But they listen to you more. They tend to actually care what you have to say because they know that you've been through it, especially when you can identify with a problem that they're having. And you're just like, you know, like I've had girls come to me and they're like, oh, this is happening. And I'm like, oh my God, I hate when that used to happen to me. And they automatically are like, Mom, you get it. And so it's easy to get things done. It's easy to communicate with them. It's easier respect on both sides. You know, occasionally you have the head button, but you know, I mean, it's going to happen. It's just a nicer flow, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I tried to be as empathetic as possible when I, you know, communicated and bonded with my entertainers, but at the end of the day, I'm a man. So there's a different perspective. There's some things I can get rationally, but I'm just not going to get on an emotional soul level that you can probably do with your entertainers. So
I feel the same way on the opposite token. I feel like men can get things across that certain women can't, you know, like men and women offer different aspects to things. And I think both are valid.
Yeah, Mars and Venus, right?
Yeah.
More with Kelly Johnson right after this.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
So, all right, let's start off with some other bigger questions for you. What is the biggest myth or misconception about the industry you would like to blow up for our non-strip club industry listeners?
Oh my gosh, how much time do you have? Because, I mean, listen.
Well, let's keep it to one. We got, you know,
okay,
we'll keep the podcast a little shorter.
That dancers have to come from a broken home or be poor or trash or things like that to be a dancer. You know, that is so far from the truth. I know plenty of people that had absolutely no issues at home whatsoever. They just saw the opportunity and wanted to make money. Maybe they were paying their way through school. Maybe they wanted, you know, their kids to go to private school, whatever the case may be. It's just not true.
That's a great point. I've seen girls from all walks of life, of every race, every religion, and there's religious girls who dance. There's
for sure
girls from rich families, affluent families. There's girls who are just good businesswomen who I've seen girls who made a ton of money and then turned that money into flipping houses or starting a business. And now they're millionaires. It's crazy. So it's a great way to make cash for women. And
that's literally all it is. Yeah. It's a job like any other. I always tell my girls, the number one thing I say, your heels don't equal consent. Just because you have a dancer outfit on doesn't mean that these guys can tell you about yourself. You know,
that's great. That's great. What is the biggest misconception about being a manager? What would you like your people to know about? Maybe they don't know about being a manager.
That we just kind of sit around and just watch things and don't do anything.
Right.
You know, like we just control everything.
There are managers who just sit there watching sports, though. I've seen it. But
for sure. Let me just say that I have seen that. I've had a manager one time. He never left the office. And I was like, hey, man, I need your help out here. You know, but like, you know, I want to be as involved as I can. You know, I shake hands. I'm at dance count. I go to the door. I mean, I do everything. Like earlier you mentioned that I had DJed. I wouldn't technically classify myself as a DJ because Lord knows I'm not. But I've had to do that before. I've had to be security outside. So I do everything.
Yeah, my one of my favorite managers, Rob Caprio, rest in peace, Rob, said, I refuse to be held hostage by any employee. So I make sure I know how to do every position in the club. That way, if they're acting up or acting out, I can get rid of them and I can go do it myself.
That is literally how I feel. I feel like if I'm running a club, I need to know every single aspect of that club. So if something happens, I can cover it. Because this is the way I look at things. I feel like the show is the number one thing. And we put that on every night. We are literally Disney World with titties, okay?
Yes.
And if anything happens in that show to stop it, I've got to be able to pick that up and make that wave into smooth water. Yeah.
Preach it. The show must go on at all times. Yes. Agreed. What is your favorite thing about your job? And then let's start with the not so good. What is your least favorite thing about the job first? Then we'll go to favorite thing. Least favorite thing about being a manager.
My least favorite thing, and this is not happening here. Okay. So let me just start off by saying that. But my least favorite thing is when someone hires you to do a job and they don't let you do the job.
Amen. I like that one. What's your favorite thing about your job?
This is happening here when somebody hires me to do a job and they let me do my job.
Shout out to the pony in Starksville, Mississippi. Jerry Wilson, thank you. Great job. let's see here. What is something about the industry that would be surprising to non-industry people?
Ooh, that the nurse or doctor checking you out probably used to be an answer.
Oh, that's a good answer. Yeah, I know so many RNs.
I do too. The attorney trying your case, the judge sitting on that bench is
lawyers. Awesome. That's awesome. What has changed for the worse since you started in the industry? And then we'll go to what has changed for the better.
For the worst, I think that human trafficking has become easier. I think that we are now paying more attention to signs and paying more attention to that. Let me just say this. It's not necessarily, you know, seeing somebody come out of the club and kidnapping them. That's not what I mean.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, whether it's a girl who believes a guy who talks her into traveling to different states, taking her money, abusing her, you know, anything falls under that umbrella. But I feel like now we are paying more attention to that and we are being very much proactive. You know, there's, boards that dedicate, you know, themselves to that.
Angelina Spencer, thank you. She's head of an organization that fights human trafficking in the strip club industry. And let me clarify another thing about human trafficking. It's not just, you know, people being trucked around in the back of a semi truck being slaves. No. It could be another entertainer who takes advantage of a young entertainer travels with her, but then takes her money and takes her ID and just uses her and pimps her out. It could be a boyfriend. It could be a family member.
Yes.
It could be There's so many different variations of that. So let's blow up the idea that it's the cartels trafficking people, because it's of course that happens. It's actually more likely to be.
It's
someone
more
they know, a family member, a girlfriend. Doesn't have to be male either. So I want to clarify that.
Yeah, right. It is more so that, definitely. I've seen more of that. Yeah. So definitely, shout out to her. She does a great job.
Yeah. So what is better about the industry since you started?
Better about the industry. We are actually listening to the voices of the women and trying to make things better for them. We are not looking at them like dollar signs and actually caring about their situations, their exit strategies. I can't speak for every club. I can only speak for, myself and what I do. But we care about their exit strategies. We care about them saving. We care about their education. The Pony has education programs. I mean, so it's important to me that we actually make sure that these ladies achieve the goals that they put out, or even if they don't have goals, that we show them the goals they could have, the possibilities they could have. So,
yeah, let's invest in our ladies who provide everything for the rest of us. So, owners out there listening, we challenge you to do these education assistance programs that she's talking about. Go talk to Jerry Westland if you need to get some ideas. I'll just throw that out there.
Jerry Westland's brilliant.
He's awesome.
I've
heard nothing but great stuff. All right, here's the big one now. What new and exciting innovations do you see coming in the future, or would you like to see happen in the industry in the future?
It's weird. I want to take something that's probably old school, but turn it new school. I'm tired of the same song and dance. I'm tired of the same cookie cutter stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to actually make it fun to go to clubs. I want to throw shows. I want to throw parties. Like, I want the girls to become invested in getting together and, not just necessarily burlesque, but it could be anything. When I was in Myrtle Beach, I wanted to put together something like that. And I wasn't there long enough to do that, but I'm definitely going to do it here. I want people to actually have fun. I mean, I know they have fun when they go to the clubs. That's not what I'm saying, but I want them to be talking about it at the cigar shop with the other guys. And, I want them, bring your wives, bring your girlfriends. I mean, we love the ladies, and it's, when they're not being bitches to the girls, but it's fun to have that interaction with everybody. The stigma of the strip clubs is like, it's like this dark corner where men sit and they're, pervert. It's not at all, And we actually have fun when you come out and you enjoy the show. And I would like to see that. I would like to see our regular things go to something great.
Yeah, I'll say this. When I worked in Vegas at Club Paradise in Las Vegas, and it's not there anymore, but they had their own showgirls. And four times a night, they would come out and do these choreographed, amazing shows. They were all actual professional dancers as well as, stripper entertainers. Yes, there is the advantage of being in Las Vegas, where there's a lot of talent like that readily available, but that exists everywhere to a certain extent. And, there's going to be some costs. So they were paid salary employees because they had to choreograph, they had to, they do a bunch of stuff. And yes, there was insurance because people get injured. It's, and they were doing, aerial shows, high level, like Cirque du Soleil stuff, not maybe quite that level, but close to it. You know what I mean? And I would love to see that. In every market.
That's literally what I want to do. Yeah, I want to take like four or five girls, that want to do something. I even bought for my girls, I bought feature fans for them. I bought aerial hoops, like things like that, that they can play with and get on the stage and just kind of make themselves comfortable with it. And eventually I'm going to move to, hey, let's get together. Let's do this, And I just think that would be super cool. Like, imagine just sitting there, you're watching, your house girl on stage. And then when showtime comes around, instead of doing, a feature entertainer for showtime, you've got the show. So it's like every hour on top of the hour.
Dinner and an exotic adult show for you coming soon to your strip club. And hopefully Kelly Johnson is the manager there. I want to thank Kelly for coming on. This has been awesome. I appreciate your time and your knowledge and experience that you shared with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was like an honor to be here.
Oh, great having you on. Thanks a lot, Kelly.
All right.
Go see Kelly at the Pony in Starkville, Mississippi, and say hello. All right.
That's right.
All of What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and Behind the Curtain can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.